a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Once upon a time, there were two sisters named Rina and Penina. They were identical twins, so they looked exactly alike and really loved doing a lot of the same things and eating a lot of the same things. For example, their favorite sandwich was a Fluffernutter, peanut butter and fluff. They also both loved playing basketball. Well, Rina liked shooting the hoops from the outside from farther away, while Penina loved driving to the basket for a layup. But no matter what they did, it was clear that these two sisters were twins and very much enjoyed doing the same kind of activities. In the Cohen house, things were getting very exciting because Rina and Penina's brother David was becoming a bar mitzvah, and the whole family was preparing together. On the day of the bar mitzvah, the family needed to go to the hall early for pictures. "Mom, could we have a quick snack before we leave?" They said to their mom, "Could we each just have a quick bowl of cereal and milk? We're really starving." They were already dressed in their fancy dresses, so their mom said, "Be careful, no slurping." Rina listened carefully and didn't slurp, but Penina decided to slurp anyway, and you guessed it. Penina ended up staining her beautiful new dress. She quickly ran to the sink and put some water on it to get the stain out. As the twins continued to grow older, they were making different choices. And one Sunday, their dad asked if they could paint the fence. Rina was determined to do a really meticulous job and put a lot of effort in, but Penina didn't want to waste her whole day painting. So she said, "I have an idea." And she took a few buckets of paint and flinged them onto the fence. Well, she ran out of paint really fast, had to ask her dad for a little more paint, and definitely did not win a gold medal for her painting skills. Well, soon after, their school was running a marathon. The students were running to raise money for various tzedakas. They could choose a 5-mile run or a 10-mile run. Rina and Penina both said, "We want to run the 10-mile run." So they trained really, really hard for months and months and months. They would wake up extra early in the morning to do lots of squats to strengthen their leg muscles. They would run every day after school to increase their stamina. And 4 months later, the race finally was arriving. The race was scheduled for Sunday morning at 8 a.m. And the night before, their mom reminded them, "Get a good night's sleep and eat a healthy breakfast. All the rest of the training you've already done." Well, things got a little bit interesting because Rina and Penina each saw a few new books that their mom had picked up from the library that day. Rina was so tempted to read, but she knew she needed a good night's sleep for the race. Penina decided to stay up and read until the clock said 2:45 in the morning. When it was time to wake up for the marathon, Rina jumped out of bed and Penina could hardly move. "Mom, Dad, do we have toothpicks to help keep my eyelids open? I'm so tired. And do you think maybe I could have a cup of coffee just this morning to help me wake up for the race?" Penina and Rina arrived at the race with their parents. Penina was only able to run 6.8 miles. Her body was simply exhausted. Even though Rina and Penina looked exactly the same and had so many similar interests, as you could see from this story, they made choices, and the choices that they made led them on different tracks. This is true for all of us, too. The decisions that we make help shape who we become. Just like there can be two things that initially look the same, but they turn out differently at the end, our choices make a difference. And the choices we make help us become the best versions of ourselves. In Parashat Acharei Mot, we learn about the two Se'irim, the two goats that were chosen, and they look identical. And one of the goats is for Hashem, and one is for Azazel. Two things can look identical, but turn out very differently. So each time we make a good choice to answer in a kind, thoughtful way, to work really hard at something, to extend ourselves to someone in need, these decisions are impacting who we will become. And that is a lesson that we can learn from this week's Parsha, and may our efforts to do so serve as a zechut for our beloved Chayalim and our brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat Shalom!